Our devotion for today, day 8, Wednesday, February 21st, 2018, was contributed by Alice Schlesinger. Our scripture comes from 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. While a dear friend and I were talking about an upcoming Emmaus walk, I said something about the triune God. She said she would not have thought to use that particular term. I am not sure why I did either. That conversation sparked my curiosity. We as children of God must also work together along our walk of faith to help each other reach the goal of eternal life with our Heavenly Father. Each of us has a God-given talent unique to ourselves that must be shared, much like the three persons of the Holy Trinity. Had Father God not given his Son, Jesus, to redeem our sins, and had Jesus not given his life for all, there would be no Easter. The Holy Spirit is the third person in the Trinity, who remains in constant communion with God's children, guiding our daily lives, and helping us to remember how much we are loved and cherished, even through the hard times, when we could stumble along the bumpy spots in life that we all suffer. Our journey in faith is also filled with glorious amounts of love, grace beyond measure, and peace that passes all understanding. All we must do to receive these amazing gifts is to believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No strings attached. In doing this, we continue our journey in faith and take pleasure in sharing that faith with all we meet, demonstrating to them our strength and love, sharing our unique talents in ways only we as individuals can, and praising the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. During this Lenten season, let us all reflect on our lives so that our light may shine and glorify our true God who is in heaven. Our prayer for today is, Almighty God, we thank you and praise you for giving to us your Son Jesus to save us from our sins. Please help us to receive your gift with open hearts that we might live with you in glory forever. Amen.